home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Here's just a little note to self. I'm sitting here going, you know, I'm not hearing anything. I think the show's going to start pretty soon. Maybe, you know, no, I've got the headset turned on. The microphone's on. Yeah, I hear myself. This is all great. I didn't have the volume on the computer. So here we go. This is an indication of what's going to be going on tonight, folks. We are back for Saturday Night Live with psychic Stephanie Girard. Stephanie's going to join us in just a second. She's already in the call queue. And we are going to chat it up for a little bit, and then we're going to take your calls in the second half of the show. But it's been a hot minute, or really, it's been 4 weeks, which does not even seem possible since we just had our last show. But here we are, Stephanie. How are you doing this Saturday night?
Hi, Garrett. Happy Saturday. Doing great. Doing just really, really well. Yes.
Yeah. So what's been new and exciting in your world? I have a whole list of things I want to ask you about.
Bring your laundry list, yes. Well, let's see. A good friend of mine has been here for almost 2 weeks. You know her very well.
I bet she has a lovely singing voice.
I think she does. We're having so much fun. And she loves to cook, and I love to eat, so it's a great combination. And we've been doing a couple of small little dinner parties the last couple of nights.
Okay.
So last night, we watched TV, and it's something that I think you're going to be asking about. But we had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Right on.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so before we get to my list of questions... Well, I have so many. And they're not psychic questions either, because we're going to save that for the listeners. This is just Stephanie and I just chatting away, folks. So, by the way, if you do want to ask a question, I've got a bunch of you that have called in already. You've done the right thing. You are spending your Saturday night with Stephanie and Garrett here on Rated G Radio, and we love having you here. Second half of the show, we'll start taking your calls. So if you want to call in now and get in the line, we're going to take them in the order that they are received. It is true. 323-657-1493 is the hotline. You got to, you know, listen to the prompts and then press the buttons and it will say, yes, I am raising my hand. So that, okay. So Stephanie, I'm going to just ask you frankly, and I just need a brutal, honest answer. Have you ever considered me a computer gaming pro?
No.
Oh. Here I was. Well, no, I'm clearly not. So, okay, for the last 100 years, practically 100 years, I played this game on my iPad called Clash of Clans. There's also two sister games, something Royale that I don't play because they pissed me off, and then Boom Beach. And I'm not sure which came first, the chicken or the egg, but there's Boom Beach and Clash of Clans. I play both. So apparently I've been doing this game all wrong for years now. So apparently you are supposed to be social and join clans and go, you know, help out in wars and do these things. I never could figure it out. And every time I joined a clan, there was no activity and that nothing ever happened. And I went, okay, well, I guess that's just not a function of the game that I need. Well, I ended up in this clan on Clash of Clans. Go look them up because maybe you can join. It's called the Dark Side. That's the clan name. And so I joined this clan, and apparently they're very active, and I don't know if they know each other or what the deal is, but, you know, you can just – I just randomly picked them, and, you know, they took me in. So you go fight all these battles with your little, you know, cartoon characters. I've got some dragons and giants and, you know, bows and arrow people and all that. Okay. So I've played this game apparently so long, and I've never tried to get better at it. So I joined this clan, and apparently my ranking is really high, Stephanie. I mean, like championship level high. That's because I've been playing so long that even not doing clan wars and joining clans, apparently I beat enough things along the way to have kind of a cool record. Okay, so I'm thinking I am really hot stuff. but I have no clue how any of this works. So in the clan for the dark side, I get a message from King Crop Duster. I don't even know want to know what that smells like, but that's his name.
Okay.
Mine is just Garrett, okay? But his is King Crop Duster. And he goes, Garrett, how have you made it to the Champion League and gotten so far in this game? You are clueless when it comes to, by the way, this is somebody who's on my side. You are clueless when it comes to troops, attacks, war attacks, bases, levels, pretty much everything. Did you take over someone's account or something? How long have you played Clash of Clans? Also, how old are you? So that is from King Crop Duster. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I thought I was just doing really a great job with Clash of Clans, but apparently the king of the crop dusting feels otherwise.
Very interesting. That had to have been amusing, though. Were you surprised?
Well, no, because they I don't know. I have questions, too, but I don't care enough to really ask them. But my questions would be like, how old are you? What I mean, how long have you been playing this? How come you don't have better scores? I'm Championship League scores. Who are you? Apparently I'm doing something right. I don't know. But I'm not going to ask that because I'm just kind of enjoying, seeing what's going on. So every time they make some comment about what a retard, every time they make a comment about how bad I am at the game, I just say, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Nobody's ever explained any of this to me. I just thought all we're supposed to do is do the farming thing. Well, farming I thought was attacking, but apparently there's a completely different thing. And they've also said, you're trolling us. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. And I said, is that like farming? And I think they thought I was kidding, but I was serious. I did not know. So anyway, have you ever, thought that you were like really hot stuff at something and then found out that, well, maybe, you're not as cool as you think?
Oh, of course. When I have tried gaming once upon a time, and it was just more for because my youngest brother had got a Nintendo. And, I honestly, Garrett, it's like, let's start with the remote, which way is up and which way is down, and what does what? I'm lost from the get-go. So to me, it's funny. To me, it's just humorous. But yes. And then trying to be like an answer queen on something that I didn't know about, which was the Nintendo, which was probably a bazillion years ago for some people. But no, I was just, that's among siblings. So, of course, you want to be a smarty pants and have all the answers and then laugh about it. So, yeah, there's some things I just am wise. And it's like, I know nothing about gaming. I'm happy for you. Last year, I have to tell this, share this. I had visited Northern California, and I hadn't been back there in, 6 years. And there was a number of people that I got to connect with. It was so much fun. And so now they know who they are, and I'm not making fun of the game per se, but it was the conversation was funny to me. So the game is called Second Life.
Ooh.
And they were and both of these ladies, they're absolutely wonderful ladies. But I'm listening third party, and as a non-gamer, it just got funnier and funnier and funnier to me. And we're at a really wonderful sushi place in Elk Grove, and they're talking about where they're at, and one got married, and then they were going to buy a baby so that they could show that, now that their husband and wife are going to have their baby, but it wasn't available for purchase. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So, to listen. So part of it, I was half listening, and I thought the first lady was just talking about herself and her life, but she was talking about this game. And then the other lady chimes in, and I'm like, what is going on here? Are we talking, is this real or what? And so anyway, it was further affirmation, Garrett, that I have no business even trying to think about video games and how to play those things. I was laughing so hard. Yeah.
It's good that you know your strengths. I still haven't learned anything from the King of Crop Dusting, and I'm still going to play Clash of Clans later.
even that's funny.
It's hysterical. Yeah. Okay. To further the technical difficulties, my headset is going out. I've found a replacement battery. So, Stephanie, if you just want to talk for a second about what's going on in your world, I'll be right back in 2 seconds.
Oh, absolutely. So my friend who's here, she actually sings on video games. And, you know, again, being slightly old school, I'm avoiding ages. It's fascinating. And what's really, really cool is probably 6, 7, 8 months ago, I was at my hair salon here in Anchorage, and there was talk of a video game, and the young lady at the front desk who was in high school, probably a sophomore, junior in high school, mentioned a video game. And then I mentioned my friend's name, and she's like, oh, my God, I know who she is. I just so love her. I said, she goes, yeah. And I said, this is one of my best friends ever. Let me text her and see if she's available. And, of course, she was. So I called. And I passed the phone over, and Garrett, this young lady, oh, and here she was, you know, she had a combo of green and purple hair, and, you know, this all about the high school thing. But what was fabulous is that she plays musical instruments as well. And she played a wide spray of them, and I'm like, oh, well, you need to talk to this lady over here. And so it was beautiful because this young lady, oh, those two chatted it up, and what was sweet was when you know, they got off their phone call, oh, my gosh, this young girl was in heaven. She had talked to this woman that she'd follow in gaming for, what, the last 5 years, whatever. And so I'm listening to her thinking, she's been singing and gaming for 5 years? I didn't know that.
Little do you know.
So I'm hearing it from both sides. But it was super cool because the young lady was planning on attending. There's a specific summer camp the high schoolers can go to, and it's for those musicians who are probably a little bit more refined, a little bit deeper in their path of taking music serious, and then playing all the different kinds of instruments too. So, oh, this young lady was in heaven. And so recently my hairdresser had connected with her, and she's still talking about it to this day.
Oh my God.
So I think that, oh, it, you know, think about it, if you're 15, 16, and you have to talk with one of your,
Oh my gosh.
And I love it because my singer friend, she's also here to help me get formatted, get us organized, or get me organized in the formal writings of a book. So that's why she's really here mentoring, but we've been having lots of fun and decorating and doing fun things. But anyway, it's when we spend time with these folks that are, you know, elevated and, you know, they have fans and everything. I love that they're just real people. She's just a real person. You know,
still has to put her pants on one leg at a time.
That's exactly true. So, yeah, we've been having a really good time, and also some very deep conversations. And, you know, that's always fun, too. Those, you know, daytime, evening, whatever, just bringing stuff up and talking about stuff. And, yeah, so we watched that show, and it was really good. It was fantastic. So the one that we'll be visiting about on Netflix. Yeah.
Well, should we visit about that now?
Oh, I think so.
I think so. That's a great segue, by the way, Stephanie. I mean, I don't know how in the world you managed to pull that off, but congratulations. A+.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right.
So one of the things that I've been asking folks lately, because I don't have cable TV. I have a television. I don't use it because anyhow, that's a whole different thing. So I have a computer in my room. It's a Mac. And I watch Netflix on it with somebody else's account information that they gave to me. And every time I get a new computer or screw something up, they come over and reset it up for me. And I'm very thankful for that. But I've been watched, you know, like laundry bins. No, I've been watched. Oh, my gosh. What is going on today, Stephanie?
Binge?
This is just insane. I binge watched. Say that 5 times fast. That ain't going to happen. all these shows that I've always liked, you know, and I've even watched shows that I swore I never would, but ended up loving, like Breaking Bad. I'm just finishing season 10 of Shameless. And I'm always asking folks, what are you watching on Netflix? Because I want a binge-worthy show that I can watch that has more than, you know, three episodes. I think the growing trend, both on network TV and then the Netflix and that type of thing, is following the British model where you have 3 to 4 long episodes, or over here in the States, 10 to 13 episodes, and that's the new season. And so I was asking around and asking around, and Stephanie a few weeks ago said, you know what, one of the shows that I think you really should watch, because I think you really get something out of it, is the Zac, and I'm going to call it the Zac Efron Experience. Well, I don't remember. Zac Efron Outdoors, Zac Efron Exposed. I don't
Down
know. What
to
was
Earth.
Down to Earth.
Down
there
to
we go.
Earth.
Down to Earth was Zac. Okay. See, yeah, mm-hmm. don't give me any kind of a detail work. And she said, you should watch this. And I'm like, oh, okay. Is he going to sing? Is he going to dance? And I was really impressed. You know, you see Hollywood mm-hmm. people and, you know, how just complete fakey fake they are. And you just want to barf every time you see them. And I can give you a list that I'm looking at on Yahoo right now. And I don't want to have anybody scream at me. So I'm not going to mention any names, Kardashians. Mm-hmm. And so you have these people who are just like, they must be just miserable. Zac Efron looks super douchey because he's cute and he's got those light blue eyes. So, you know, he's going to be a total dick, you know? And then you turn on the Zac Efron Experience with the Wild Wild West that he's doing on Netflix now. And he is probably one of the most down to earth, sincere, genuine, nice guys. I know that in editing, a lot happens where it makes people look good or bad, because of course those reality shows that are all scripted, hello Housewives of any city in the free world. None of that is just, you know, Stephanie and Garrett sitting around chewing the fat. They're all like, okay, you and Stephanie, we want you to talk about cottage cheese and what it means to you, and then start throwing it at each other. Okay. And you know, that's the segment. So when, you know, mm-hmm. Zach's getting ready to go and do all of this, I thought this is going to just be so dumb, but Stephanie, mm-hmm. it was awesome. I want them to do, this is all I want Zac to do, is I just want him to travel the world and do this show. So we have this to watch. What did you, because you're the one that told me about this, what did you really connect with when you started hearing about this and decided this is something you needed to watch?
Well, you know, honestly, Garrett, I was, you know, obviously looking for something to watch, and, you know, like you said, he's got the cute little face. And honestly, I had purposely scrolled past that a million times, right? It's like, I'm not going to watch that crap. And so one night I thought, well, what is it? Oh, my God. It's amazing. And, you know, three of us were watching, you know, because you don't just watch a show. You have to sit down and watch the whole season. So we did that last night. And what amazed me the most is that, like you say, here we've got this Hollywood, you know, basically a snot-nosed kid that looks pretty and, you know, made his way on his looks and everything else. But what was so powerful to me is that his friend Darren mm-hmm. is, you know, what a health enthusiast, a woo-type person. But what I loved watching about every episode is Zach's reaction.
Yeah.
Because it's exciting. There's transformation going on within him. Like, wait, what now? You know, when they travel to Europe and they mm-hmm. first go to France
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Darren's mm-hmm. out, you know, take off your shoes and socks, you know, telling the driver, stop, stop, stop. Zach, take off your shoes and socks.
mm-hmm.
For what? What are we doing? And so I relate to Zach too, because it's like, I'm sorry, but what the hell are we doing here? Oh, okay. Well, why are we taking off our shoes and socks? Just do it. Well, I didn't know this, that you can reset your internal GPS, your circadian rhythm system, by connecting with the ground wherever you have traveled to. And I'm like, well, heck, I didn't know that part. But information and the awareness of every experience he goes to. Another one that I loved, and honestly, this one I felt really would speak to Americans, you know, we're just like so possessed about everything we put in our mouth, and does it have enough of the calories and the carbs and this and that and this and that. We'll have to go to Italy, and Italy is low protein, right, and high carb, and they have the Centaurians, and they have one of, what, 5 or 6 blue zones in the entire
mm-hmm.
world
mm-hmm.
where, you know, these people are living well over 100. But what I loved was Zach saying, because he's listening to the doctor who's in the show, which is cool, listening to the doctor, listening to the scientists, listening to these people, and they're saying, oh, no, low protein. Low protein extends your life, not the high protein. And it was cool to watch Zach's face. And he's like, these people are here eating pasta and cheese with marinara. And they're living to be 100 at least. So it was interesting to watch because, you know, too, well, God, how many of us have our plethora of, you know, anything from vitamins to, well, I only eat green food, or I only eat this and I only eat that. And he's in a country where everything was sacred about the preparation of the pasta, the making of the pasta. Everything was sacred about it. You know, even when they were in Costa Rica and what was it? I don't remember, La Puna, something, something. Anyway, with where all of the food, you know, they grow their own food, but there's an honoring, there's a sacredness to what they're about to ingest. You know, it's not like here in America where it's like, okay, well, I think I'll zip through. What is it going to be today? Is it Taco Bell or is it Wendy's?
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
am I going to get the ready pickup at the fancy supermarket? You know, what went into it? And that message came through in different episodes. Did the food grow near you? Are you familiar with where is it? Where is it from? You know, we get our stuff in on trucks. These people are right there. So it was cool to see the lights come on.
Yeah.
And that.
And it was genuine,
light.
Too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like,
yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now act surprised. You know, I think everything that we saw was really a genuine reaction.
And that's what I really enjoyed about it as well, because there is a special, he admits, you know, he's like, hey, people train me to, you know, I'm paid to display emotions. And he was able to cry.
When you watched him
spot,
cry,
you know,
on cue, which was hysterical.
Oh, and Darren's like, yeah, okay, right. Okay. Anyway,
yeah,
we're going to take off our shoes and socks and reset our GPS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, that's what I enjoyed, though, about Zach in all of the episodes, because the cool thing about him is that he wears his emotions on his sleeve. You know,
mm-hmm.
even though here's this high-profile paid actor to, you know, have all these physical appearances, whatever, but here he is like, you know, it's like the universe is saying, hey, Zach, there's a different way to look at all of this,
mm-hmm.
and it's time to wake up. That's what I loved about it. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the there's, I think, what, 10 episodes, and each episode they're going to a different city around the world. I love the Iceland show. Mm-hmm. I love the Costa Rica show. I love the one for France. I mean, but every single one has a great message that you really not, I didn't expect it. Maybe I should, because it's, you know, it's a very documentary style type of a program. But
mm-hmm.
here's one thing, a couple of things. I loved all of the product placement, you know, for the Hilton Hotel, his Visa card, making
right.
sure we all understood that it got to be swiped or swept or whatever, instead of like, you know, swipe, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't watch the show, you'll see, because he just holds it and walks away and says, thank you, and that was it. So many product placements from the airlines to the hotels, all of that. And I thought that was a really great
mm-hmm.
way to help offset the cost of production for going off, you know, halfway around the world with a full crew and doing something like this. So I thought that was really cool. The other thing I liked was the show where they talked about water and where we get our drinking water from.
Oh my God.
How powerful
yes.
was that, Stephanie?
Oh, you know, I am one of those people. I just go to the tap, run it for maybe 5 seconds, and I'm, you know, filling up my glass with cold water. And to sit and watch that, I'm like, oh my God, what the heck have I been doing here? There was a time a couple of years ago where I drank the distilled water because there was verbiage going around. And it's like, oh, if you drink this, it will do A, B, and C. Oh, fabulous. Oh, I got on that wagon drinking a gallon a day. And then someone says, oh, you know, that's all acidic, right? You know, when our bodies are acidic, it generates cancer. And I'm like, what? You know, so then I change over to, oh, alkaline 9.0, you know, whatever brand name, it doesn't matter. So it's like that. But that water segment was an eye-opener. And yes, and France has it down pat. And I love the availability throughout the city of, what was it, Paris, I believe, right?
Yeah, it sure was. And you have to wonder, you know, because I'm a firm conspiracy theorist where I believe all of, I mean, there's something going on with everything. How can you have an entire country like France, or we're going to pick on Paris, that is set with essentially free, absolutely, or not distilled, but filtered, fantastic tasting, very healthy water. And you say, what's healthy water? It's just out of the tap, like we're talking about. But when you're taking a look, and I'm not a doctor, I play one on TV sometimes. When you take a look at what they put in water, you know what water really is a way for water companies to sell plastic bottles. And that's at the end of the day. But if you're buying water that is distilled or, you know, super filtered or whatever, all of the minerals that your bodies need, like magnesium and potassium, all of those minerals are sucked out. And yeah, your water is wet and it's, you know, that's lovely. But all the nutritional medical benefits of having real water is completely lost. Do you remember the segment in the restaurant where they were tasting the waters?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that for me was probably the most telling because, you know, you always think that, oh, I'm going to buy, you know, Perrier or I'm going to do, and they had waters from around the world and different textures, different tastes, different bubbliness, whatever that, you know, effervescence, whatever the word is that we should be using. But all of them are just like water and they all had different degrees of nutritional and health and medical benefits. And it was just water. So I got a huge kick out of that. Anyway, that was the Zac Efron show on Netflix. What's that called again?
Down to Earth.
Down to Earth with Zac Efron, not Zac Efron's Wild Wild West. Okay, it's not that. Maybe that's a different movie he should be doing. I hear he wants to now move to Australia, though. I don't know what's behind that. Maybe he's got a new
thing. Interesting.
Before we get to any callers, I had one thing that I saw on Yahoo today, and it's still there. And so I was curious growing up, because I have a, you know, of course, my smart ass opinion on what I think people really should do. But I'm going to ask you first, growing up, did you have any toys that were either given to you or that you saw in the store or at your friend's house that scared you?
That scared me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think about that one. I would have to say there was a time when the stuffed animals were strange and weird. You know, not that they're not now, but it wasn't just the teddy bear. It wasn't, you know, the simple stuff. There was like weird, strange things, you know, a skeleton with a bandana around its eyes and stuff. There was some strangeness. What creeped me out more was the only thing when you ask me that, I think of Chucky, the first Chucky movie.
Yeah, very scary, huh?
If you talk about a weird toy that scares you, it would be Chucky.
On the cover of Yahoo somewhere, I think it's the Yahoo Entertainment Tonight. Not the show Entertainment Tonight, but tonight on Yahoo Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Troll dolls removed from stores amid complaints. And they're saying that there might be long-term effects on a child's mental and physical health and 12 toys that terrified parents. Okay. here's my thoughts here, folks. It's a store. It's not a requirement that you buy toys that are going to scare the shit out of your kids. If you don't want to take something that is going to terrify your kids, use your power of consumer strength and go overspend $30 on a latte at your favorite coffee shop. You know, of course, don't do anything productive with it, like, you know, feed the homeless or donate to an animal shelter, but don't buy a troll doll because that's going to give long-term effect. Stephanie, I just can't.
Doll?
A troll doll. Yes.
Been around for 100 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they used to have the different colored hair and all the cute little expressions. And, you know, in Seattle, the Fremont Bridge in the Seattle area, if you go under the Fremont Bridge, and it's been there for years and years, someone carved out of the, you know, the dirt and the pavement, whatever. But on the side, it's the face of a troll, and everyone knows him as it's the troll under the bridge.
Oh.
So fascinating. I'm sure Google would be happy to provide a picture. But a troll doll, are you kidding? That's crazy.
No.
There was a time when I was given, of course I didn't go buy them myself, but I was gifted little troll doll earrings, right? And they had purple hair.
Of course.
They were cute. And I had them for a long time. So
yeah.
The troll dolls, that's over the top. That's too much.
Over the
top.
That's
crazy. Mm-hmm. That's too much.
I just have to wonder, so what happened? Because, you know, when I was growing up, I mean, back when I was, you know, just a young whippersnapper in the 1700s before the Mayflower, you know, back when I was a kid, I had cool toys, I had fun toys, but I don't really think there was anything scary. And you know what would happen if I saw something scary? My mom would grab my hand, because it would be in a Fred Meyers, you know, because you had the, you know, the jeans, the Garanimals, and the record department, and the electronics and hardware and pets and groceries and toys and all that. It was the best store ever. But she would grab my hand and pull me away, and I would stop my crying about 38 minutes later after she, you know, just was mortified that, you know, her screaming brat me was, you know, crying on the stool one more time. But they wouldn't buy stuff like that. So just what happened where now we have people, you are not allowed to have a troll doll on the shelf because it might make my kid a little crazy down the road. No, I think it's going to be you making your kid crazy down the road because you're acting like that. What happened?
You know, Garrett, that's such a good question. And I'm sure generations before us asked the same question.
Oh, heavens,
honestly.
No, because we were perfect. We were perfect.
Of course we were.
Yeah,
we had all the right answers. We had
all
the pure experiences.
Absolutely, yeah. So generations before us were going, oh, I wish we could be like Garrett and Stephanie because they are just like so perfect in all ways. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
How did you know? Yeah.
Because I know you because I'm part of the perfect club with you. I'm your vice president.
Oh, there
we go. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Oh, goody.
Okay.
Yay.
So it's about the time we start taking some calls. Are we okay for that, Stephanie? Are you ready?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
So everybody, you kind of know the rundown. We're just going to go top to bottom down the call queue until we're out of time or we run out of calls, whichever comes first. When I unmute your line from the Blog Talk side, you're going to hear unmuted. It's going to sound pretty much just like that. And so we're going to ask for your first name and then your one question. I'm going to then put myself on mute so you can't hear me type it on the keyboard or blow in my nose. And then Stephanie's going to answer your question. I'm going to thank you for your call, and we're going to move to the next one. Make sense? Because it should, because this is how it works every time. So we're going to head to our first caller. It's out of the 205 area code. Thank you for calling Rated G Radio with Saturday Night Live with Psychic Stephanie Girard. What's your first name and your question, please?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My first name is Patricia, and my question is a love question. When do you see a long-term relationship coming for me? I have been out of a long-term relationship for about 2.5 years, so I'm open and I'm ready. I know that we have you know, what we do have going on. But do you see long-term love in the future for me?
Hi, Patricia. Okay. So I'm glad you're familiar with all the astrology side of things. So part of my work, when I work with folks, I'm using my pendulum. And what I'm doing as you're talking is refining and refining and refining the question so we can get down to the nuts and bolts. So when I'm looking at this, I have asked, will it be 2020 or 2021? It looks like next year I'm getting a time frame of this will be the point of contact with the individual. So let me see. Looks like it will be summer of 2021. So we have, that sounds like a long ways away, but it's not. This is going, we're looking at going into May, late May, early June. I know the summer solstice starts in June, but for you, technically speaking, this would be mid to late spring, mid to late May, when you make the first point of contact, is what I'm seeing. And it will take probably until August of next year, so about a year from now, for you to actually feel like, okay, I think I can look at this. I think this feels good. You'll be able to wrap your mind around it based on, you know, wherever you're at, however you feel, whatever, what it is you're looking for. So that's what I'm seeing for you, Patricia. So there's one thing, one little exercise I like to do, and I found it, find it to be very profound. And it's very simple, you know, when we're having these kinds of moments and looking forward and wondering if and when and what it will look like, I like to say, okay, today is whatever, Saturday, and think about what will my life look like 1 year from now. And I'll tell you something, in my journaling and in my writing, I do journal that, by the way, there's something about putting pen to paper, and long story short, these things will manifest. And it's something to think about. But, yeah, you have another one coming. Definitely. You're just letting go of some loose ends right now. And within yourself, you're, you know, doing your inner work. That's really important, too, by the way, you know, cleaning up inside, doing your own internal housework, so to speak. But, yeah, there is one coming. It's a little bit longer than what you want. However, you are also someone, when you put pen to paper, you're able to just focus, do what you do as far as your prayer. And I feel like it could come as soon as end of February, early March. So, yeah, just set your
there
mind
you go,
to
Patricia.
It. And also, welcome it in. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
so,
you so
you're
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Patricia. Yeah, and so by Valentine's or St. Patrick's Day, we need an update. So just remember, you have to call back. Our next caller looks to be calling out of the Colorado area. 303, you are live with Saturday Night Live psychic Stephanie Girard. May we have your first name and your question?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Allison, and I no longer live in Colorado. I just kept my old phone number, so I'm actually in another state now. So, but it is a Colorado area code. That's true, but I'm not there. So
cool.
Well, I can't decide which question I want to ask. I don't know. Let me run this by you, and if you don't want to do this one, then I'll go ahead and ask the other one instead. But they're really related. That's why I can't decide. I was trying to make a really major relocation right at the beginning, you know, toward the beginning of this year, and that all got shut down. got shut down. And so I'm looking at next year for this relocation to happen. And I've got it narrowed down to three states. They're all kind of in the same general area. I don't want to say where they are because I don't want to jinx anything, but they're quite a distance from where I am. If I give the first, either the first one or I think of them geographically as 1, 2, and 3, can you work with that?
Oh, absolutely. That's my preference, honestly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to visualize the three states. geographically from north to south, with number one being you know, north, and then number two being, you know, in that direction, from north to south.
Mm-hmm.
These are the tops. These are the three that are the candidates right now.
Okay, one moment here.
Okay.
So I'm simply asking, you know, regarding the matter of Allison and her relocation for 2021, where is she going? Is she going to go to point number one, number two, or number three?
Correct.
And I have received this answer three times now. It's location number two.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And I would suggest, and I realize travel is limited at this place and time, visit number two, Kating, or, mm-hmm. you know, you can go online and look at it, visualize yourself there, because that's possible mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. There's something about number two, though, linking you to number three, because number three, what I see number three doing is actually really fulfilling your heart's
mm-hmm.
content on several
mm-hmm.
levels. So
yeah.
a visit to number two would be fine. And with you doing that, it's refining your internal yes, no. And you can do it as simple as, you know, again, surfing the net and seeing. But in the end, when you connect with number two, it helps you decide on number three. Yeah. That's
oh,
what I'm seeing.
What I was, because they're all within the same geographical region, My
mm-hmm.
goal was to go to hit, well, to hit either one, two, or three, all of them. I mean, that's a whole lot more travel than I really want, you know, could do even at this time. But my goal
sure.
was to at least hit two out of the three, because hopefully at that time the travel will be a lot more lenient than it is now. And that would be, you know, kind of the deciding factor. But there's concerns about, like, financially, where can I actually afford to live and things like that, you know. So there's a lot of elements to making the decision. So my biggest concern actually with number three, which is actually where I really want to go, is that I may not be able to afford to live there. And so number two has kind of been put on the list as a backup plan.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay. So either one of those choices would be good. Choice number three comes in at 70% strong. Choice number two is actually slightly higher at 80%.
Oh.
So that actually confirms what you just communicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
perfect.
Number one is the least of the lowest of the three. That is why you're picking.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number one doesn't even register. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
well, thanks that easy, Allison. So you're going to have to keep us updated on where up, and then maybe we'll all come out and visit. I like my coffee strong in the morning.
Me too.
You know what I do, but you know what I like even better is when I'm able to book conveniently my own private appointment with Stephanie on her website, whitelight.love. And if you would
yes.
like to schedule your own appointment without me interrupting, without other callers waiting for you to like quit babbling so they could get call answer, because we love to answer as many as we can. You can go to
mm-hmm.
Stephanie's website, whitelight.love. I've got hyperlinks on the show page, and you can simply click on that and it will take you there. Scroll around, read the testimonials, check out all of her accreditations and accomplishments. I think that you will, and besides the fact that Stephanie's lovely and fun here, but you'll be really wowed at her background and training to get to where she's at now, where she's helping you and others like you from around the world. So whitelight.love is Stephanie's website. Please go there and help her business continue to flourish as well. And especially in these times where it's a little crazy, you know, finding out some information that might soothe your soul a little bit does go a long way. We're going to go to our next caller here, which is calling off of the internet. So I don't have a phone number for you or a region or a misquoted state. So I'm just going to say, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and your question?
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Lisa, Arizona, and thank you for having this wonderful show, and it's fun. So my question is, there's a gentleman that I knew for quite many years, and we had a big conflict. But I understand where he's coming from. And I've been leaving him messages every 2 weeks and because I need to communicate with him. Do you see that coming up? Like, has he calmed down so I can communicate with him? Starts with the letter R. Please.
Yes. Hi, Lisa. Thank you for calling. What's coming through, you may want to give him just a tad more space. He's a bit calmed down. We would like him more calmed down. I'm gaining a time frame here, and it's not that long, possibly just another week or so, and then he will be more open to have a communication with you. And then I don't know that you're going to fully accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish per se, if there's a request involved of some kind, but point being, he will be willing to. There's a good likelihood, about 70 to 72% likelihood, that he will be ready to communicate. Does that help you?
Very much. Thank you. Yes, thank you very
Excellent.
Much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you calling.
You're welcome.
Give R a week, and you know things will change. There we go.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Our next caller is calling out of the 856 area code. I used to know all the area codes by heart. I have no idea where 856 is. So you're calling from Tasmania today. Welcome to the show, and if you get your first name.
Hi, it's Rosemary. It's New Jersey, South Jersey.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
I guess I'll stay with the topic. What the heck? I guess long-term marriage coming up for me. Anytime soon.
Long-term marriage. Okay, one moment here, Rosemary. The answer is yes, and I am getting an idea of what are we looking at here. Regardless of status right now, first and foremost, 2021, which is right around the corner, is going to work out better, if that makes sense. It will be better in terms of developing a more solid foundation. And, of course, that always starts within us, and then we attract that energy to us. So there's something about between now and the end of this year, you're going through an experience of a different kind, I want to say on an emotional level. So you'll be walking through that, settling down, the dust settles, and then going into the new year, I'm just asking what season. And this looks like very late winter, early spring. So I'm seeing starting around the beginning of March when we are in the sign of Pisces. At that time, things will be very emotional for you. But then once we hit the end of March, you'll feel more clear. And that's when that energy will begin. Now, what will support you is the end of the year. I broadcast this all the time. When Saturn goes direct on the winter solstice, December 21, it will be a far more forgiving time as far as people finally making that connection so that they can go into these beautiful relationships. So, and, you know, quite frankly, and you already know what it is, there's a little bit of work for you to do still on the inside. So
cool.
And you're bringing that to a resolve, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good job, Rosemary.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
Guess what's going to happen in 2021?
Besides the new year, I'm just excited for the new year. What's going to happen?
It sounds like we're going to be invited to a lot of weddings for the listeners.
Yes, we are, Garrett. Yes.
Think of all of the frequent flyer miles we are going to rack up, and we could film our own Zachrons. I'm giving him a new name. Sorry, Zac Efron. Your name is now Zachron. It's like Velcro.
Zachron.
So, okay, Zachron, we're going to do our own Wild Wild West show. Stephanie and Garrett go to Rated G Radio Saturday Date Night Live listener weddings. That would be fun. Maybe we could like broadcast that or something. Well, I'll just get a hold
Garon
of my...
and Stephron. Yeah.
There we go. I'll call and see if he can hook me up over at E, and we get our like 85 episode commit, $1 million each an episode, something. You okay with that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We'll just
do
a whole smatter of Zoom weddings. Yeah, that would
yes.
be great. That'd be
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I don't even have to. Yes. I'll put a picture over my face so I don't even like shower. I'll look great. Oh my gosh. Okay. By the way, again, if you want to get an appointment with Stephanie, booked at your convenience, day, morning or night, she'll work with you. You can go to whitelight.love, again, whitelight.love, and just book your appointment, and she'll set up the time directly with you. Our next caller is out of the 212 area code. You are now live with Stephanie Gerard. Welcome to the show. What's your first name and your question?
Wow, woohoo, wonderful. Thank you so much. This is Casey in New York. And another great
Hi,
show.
Casey.
You two guys are so cool together.
We are. I agree.
I do too, but as soon as you say your name, Casey, I put myself on mute. So I'm going, yes, 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 but you can't hear me. So I'm going back on mute. Have fun.
That's okay. Entertaining, except for the bit about the distilled water, but I'm not going to worry about that right now. Because I have a distiller. It's now on the fritz, so I'm going to get it fixed or something. Anyway, whatever. My actual question is, I have a situation been going on with Grace, Nick's daughter. I don't know if I go into the whole thing. She had told me last year to sell this guitar that he bought he never used, and told me he was sorry he bought it. She has a whole, and she seemed okay with it then, and then she recently did a complete 180 and demanding it, and we had a clash about it. Seems she suddenly feels she has this big attachment to it, and it means so much to her. Blah, blah, blah. We had a bad situation when she was here last week, and then she emailed me a nasty email, and then I addressed it, and then she sent me another one, calming down. So she's supposed to come tomorrow, and I hope we can resolve this. I have a different compromise in mind, and I'm wondering if she will take that. And that has to do with the keyboard he used, which, you know, we were doing some music with the keyboards, and I want to get back to that and see if I can even remember his music on it. So anyway, will she go for this? Or is she going to demand that?
Let me ask the percent of likelihood on her accepting that. She is still going to be divided. It will be about the presentation of it, Casey. So in terms of the guitar, she's not going to like what you have to say. But there is a way. I keep hearing the word negotiate, and the percentage that comes forth is 70%. So there's a very good likelihood that once you're face-to-face and you have the calm conversation, and also I see you talking a little bit more about, well, what is going on here? You know, you'll be able to ask the right questions to sort of emotionally canvas what's going on. But you guys will be able to work a deal is the bottom line. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm hearing.
So good job, Casey.
She'll be okay with me keeping the keyboard, and I'll give her the guitar back.
Yes.
It's the fine art of negotiation.
Wonderful. Yes, it's in the presentation. So regardless of how hot the conversations have been, just, you know, breathe, you know, even if you feel like you have to be an actress to negotiate, just do it. She'll be willing and open.
Well, you know, and if you talk about breathing real quick, but one of the things that I do anytime I'm going into something that's going to be like, and this sounds silly, but I swear it works. And I think you've had me do breathing exercises sometimes when we've had our sessions where you take a deep breath in, you hold it for 7 seconds. You breathe in for 7 seconds, you hold it for 7 seconds, and then you exhale for seven seconds and you repeat that 7 times. And I will tell you what a difference it does for your stress levels, your anxiety, just your clear thinking. So especially if you're going to go into a situation where you're somebody who's going to be heated or it's going to be very emotional, you'll be coming in from a much more grounded perspective and you won't debate as easily. At least that's what I find. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just sitting here with the world-renowned psychic Stephanie Girard on our Saturday Night Live. Our next caller is also looking like they're from the New York area. It's 917 area code. You are now live with Stephanie Girard. May we have your first name and your question?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Are you there? They raised their hand, but they didn't do it. So now we're going to go to... Okay, area code 267. Okay. Thank you for waiting. You've been very, very patient. Where is area code 267?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, hello. Ooh, what's your name?
Oh. Well, my name is Donna.
And
hi, Donna.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to ask you if you could pick up one, my 14-year-old granddaughter, my daughter, which is her mom, took her to the doctor's yesterday, and she was telling the doctor she's depressed and everything. Is there any way do you see why or what's going on with her? Her name's Nyla.
Okay. One thing I will say is, first of all, with everything going on with the astrology temperature, I'm going to keep it real short with that. The depression I am finding is common for so many people. And then given her age, it's also hormonal. But what I'm, first of all, it looks like there is someone she's fond of, you know, a person that she does like. She's also processing something about a family dynamic, is what I'm seeing. And she's also, let me see, there's one, two. There's two, she's got two different friends. She's not someone that has a slew of people. She's got one or two people that she visits with and that she considers herself to be friends with. One of these young ladies is going through something also. And so what your granddaughter is doing is almost like partly absorbing it by association, this young lady's, the other friend's problem, partially absorbing that and making it her own. And then part of it is some of her own just internal growth and development stuff. So it might be beneficial, and I'm sure your daughter's probably already thought about it, to go into counseling or just finding someone outside of the family, because sometimes when we talk to someone who doesn't know us, and it doesn't have to be a formal counselor, that helps us to release that into process. That's what I'm seeing going on, and there's some confusion going on that she's trying to work out in her mind, and she's feeling, you know, hopeless. And again, some of that is age-related, but it has much to do with this one particular friend that she has where she's absorbing that young lady's problems, if that makes sense.
And with that, we are coming to a close for the show. Stephanie, any words of wisdom for our listeners tonight?
Yes, absolutely. We are in the energies very actively so of what we call the Lionsgate portal, which is today. So there's a lot of lovely things that come from this, yet it also is purging, whether we want to or not, it's purging this stuff deep within us. You know, a lot of negativity, things we thought we already worked out and we're at peace with, and so the carpet is being shaken out a little bit. So, again, just breathe. It's, you know, the breathing exercise that you shared just a little bit ago will help us. And I'll do everything possible for self-care, self-nurturing. You know, if you want to go out and ride your bicycle or take a salt bath, whatever it takes for all of us to be right here, right now. That's what I would say. And because this is the energy we're in at present, is still going to go on for a little while longer. So all of us can help ourselves by staying with our self-care. That's the best
thing
I can
go.
Say.
So, yeah. Stephanie, it's been a pleasure. We're going to have you back in 1 month. The time is going to fly. I won't even know what's happened, and we'll. So everybody, whitelight.love, Stephanie's website, go book your reading, thank me later, and we will see you next time on Rated G Radio, where I take your questions. I'm either psychic, intuitive, but I am a smartass. Have a great night. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.